What up, everybody? Just wanted to say a big thank you to everybody who has supported Lockdown Universe for the past 3 years. I really appreciate you. And if you've been thinking about a way to support, but you didn't have $1.99 to support for each month, that is okay. If you want to just buy me a coffee, there's an option for you to just buy me a coffee inside the description of each episode moving forward. So just highlight that, put it in your browser. You can go right there and buy me a coffee or two or three. I like coffee. Who doesn't? And I would really appreciate it. And it would keep me awake enough to make more podcasts for you guys. So I would appreciate that. And just wanted to let you know. Thanks for that. And thanks for supporting the podcast. Let's get to the show.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. Today I want to explore, like I'd like to do, different weird conspiracy theories. Whether it's government, whether it's something else. This one is really, really interesting, actually. And there's been this, like, big question mark as to who is the Bitcoin creator. Now, some of you guys might not be into crypto currencies, but many people know of Bitcoin and have heard of it at least. And there, obviously, it's worth a lot of money, right? And it may become the future currency. There's actually Venezuela and Brazil and a few other countries that have actually made it like one of their main currencies, and it's very valuable. But to get to the conspiracy theory, just hang tight. There's a new conspiracy theory out that Steve Jobs was the creator of Bitcoin, which would be really, really interesting because obviously he ran one of the biggest companies in America and in the world, Apple. But then he also died around the same time that this creator, Satoshi Nakamoto, basically fell off of the internet. So all we knew, just to kind of go back to the beginning, all we knew was that there was this creator of Bitcoin, and he was like a mysterious guy, and he wrote the code back in like 2015. It was released in 2017, and people have been buying it ever since. So, but nobody knew who the creator of Bitcoin was. It's this code, and this code is legitimate. It's only got 21 million Bitcoin, and once it's all mined, meaning it's been all created by individuals using the system, that's all there'll ever be. So it's an infinite or a finite supply. It's not infinite like the US dollar is. That's why we're like losing our value. So why did people think it's Steve Jobs? He's been gone for quite a while now. Well, let's look at this article. It comes to us from the Business Insider, and there's a technologist by the name of Andy Bio, and he wrote this week that he discovered a PDF. Okay? That's a document file type PDF of the original Bitcoin white paper, which is their statement and declaration of what they're going to do, they're out to do. So this is an original white paper, and it was on his Mac. So how did he find it? He was going through his printer settings, and he was looking for different a way to figure out how to attach it, basically, and kind of like going through the system settings. He says Apple appears to have hid this Bitcoin document in every copy of macOS, Mac operating system, since Mojave in 2018. So, in a blog post on April 5th, he says he stumbled upon a copy of Satoshi Nakamoto's white paper on his computer while fixing it. He says it's in everybody's macOS. Why would there be a document of Bitcoin built into these computers that are sold to everyone? Kind of interesting. Let's keep going. He said this prompted a lot of fuel for conspiracy theorists. Twitter users started sharing screenshots of the same manifesto stored on their Macs. Even Business Insider tested out BioSiri and found the version of white paper on their latest version of their Mac OS. So what does the white paper say? It's titled Bitcoin, a Peer-to-Peer Electronic Cash System, which was published in 2008. In it, the author lays out the framework for the underlying mechanisms that power Bitcoin and enable transactions without a third-party intermediary like a bank or a financial institution. So this document is on everybody's computer. Bio wrote about it, and now we've got just people thinking that Steve Jobs put this in there. Now, the interesting thing is, why would they think Steve Jobs is the creator when this wasn't even put onto Macs until 2018? Well, let's dig further. So it says, was Steve Jobs actually Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin? They say that Nakamoto vanished from the internet around the same time Jobs died. The white paper appeared on Mac computers 7 years after Steve Jobs passed, making it impossible for him to be the one who inserted it into the OS with the operating system. But that doesn't mean that he wasn't the creator. Other people chimed in and said, while it's unusual that the presence of the white paper isn't evidence of anything, Steve Jobs himself was you know, basically kind of an interesting guy, a strange guy, and would be known to do strange things. Now, he was not an expert programmer, according to Steve Wozniak, the co-founder of Apple. But others have also noted that for Jobs to develop the iPhone around the same time as the world's most popular digital asset, Bitcoin, makes it possible. The real identity of Nakamoto has never been revealed. People have theories, people have ideas, but I apologize. And when I said the inventor started writing the code in 2015, I was wrong. He started writing code in 2007, and the network was launched in 2009. My bad. I thought I was wrong on the dates there, but I started buying it back in, oh gosh, I think it was 2017, 2016, something like that. The mysterious figure disappeared from online appearances back in December 12th of 2010. Okay, so this is quite a while ago. So some estimate that there's certain crypto wallets that have many, many millions of Bitcoin tokens. So there is a wallet that's associated with a pseudonym for Satoshi Nakamoto that has 1.1 million Bitcoins in it. Do you know how much 1.1 million Bitcoins was worth in 2021 when Bitcoin reached its peak of 68,000? That wallet alone would have been worth $73 billion, which would have put Nakamoto amongst the top 15 richest people in the world at the time. Dude, money can create opportunities. Money can create the capability of power. Money can buy you the people, the man work, the manpower to complete things that you need completed. So when you think about this, it's very interesting. You know, when it comes to money, when it comes to power, when it comes to control, you have control of the world, right? Everybody wants to rule the world, right? The famous song by Tears for Fears, create yourself something that's never been created before. the Mac, the iPhone, the iPad, Bitcoin. Leave your legacy hidden and quiet until long after you're gone, because maybe, just maybe, the government might have come after them and, you know, done something, you know, sued him or something. But if you leave this quiet and you exit the world without anyone knowing, maybe you leave this to the world to give back, to allow them to people to benefit from it, possibly without any financial reward for yourself. It's kind of interesting. Steve Jobs was an amazing guy. I heard he was tough to work with as well, put a lot of people under pressure. Elon Musk is kind of doing the same thing right now. It would be interesting with these guys that have an unlimited amount of money, what they would be capable of if they put their minds to it, right? And maybe they just want to give back at the end of their legacy. Maybe that's something Steve Jobs knew was coming to an end before his untimely death. Something to think about. Anyway, we still don't know. And it is kind of weird that this manifesto is on every Mac computer. It doesn't make any sense. It's in a spot that doesn't make any sense either. If you know how to, if you remember the good old days of like typing in into MS-DOS, right? Your command to play your game or whatever. But look at this. This isn't even like hidden in a normal spot. It doesn't even say anything about Bitcoin in its title. This is how you can access it. To locate the white paper, users can open the Mac OS terminal and enter the following command. It's /system/library/image/capture/forward devices/forward virtualscanner.app/contents/simpledoc.pdf. That's what it's called. Simpledoc.pdf. That's it. So, why is it there? Even if Jobs isn't the creator, it's still a mystery. We still don't know. So, anyway, I'll leave it up to you. I hope you guys enjoy mysteries as much as I do. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I hope you guys check out the crypto world. It's an interesting world. And continue to look up conspiracy theories. There's some interesting ones out there. Not all of them are theories. Some of them just are labeled that. So, anyway, don't let yourself get labeled. Continue to do the research. Continue to follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. Continue to keep yourself healthy, mentally, spiritually, physically. Take care of your family and your loved ones. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Till next time, guys, take care. Lockdown Universe out.